All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This is Bird Dog, and you're listening to Nasty Knuckles.
You're listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your host, Terry Nasty Suttermeyer, and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What is happening, Nasty?
Not much, Riggs. Just recovering a little bit from the great trip we just had in Smashville. Yeah, actually, I feel great. You should feel even better because you slept the whole time, but it was an unbelievable trip. Fans of Philly, man, this guy's got it dialed in, dude.
100%. We've been talking about it all year, and it did not disappoint.
It did not.
What a city, first of all.
My goodness.
The attention to detail that Joe has for these trips and the amount of planning and just organization. I mean, it is incredible.
It's got to be nerve-wracking, too. Like, you got all these people coming in, and, you know, he does an unbelievable... The man got up early to see us off under the bus. You know, like, just every little thing, like you said, he's so detailed, and everything was just smooth as hell, man. And probably not in his head, you know, because he's got to worry about everything, but for us, hey, be here, be there. Everything's perfect. Over, you know, 400-plus Flyers fans. Just what a trip, man.
It was
so good.
Couple good locations there that he found for the parties, the Saturday and the Sunday before the game.
Yep.
Rooftops, sun shining, bands playing.
Some of the boys showed up.
Yeah, a few of the boys showed
hello.
Up.
That was really cool of them to drop by up there. And wish we could have got a group picture, but they had to hustle, so we kind of missed that. But it was really cool of them to come have a water in the nice weather. You know, it was a little warm, so.
Yeah, no doubt. What do you think we're going to go next year, Nest?
I don't
back
know,
to Nash? I think we got to go back.
Well, I mean, if wherever Joe tells us we're going, we're going.
Yeah,
because like, either way, it's fun. I mean, even Long Island was fun. You know, when I went, not to put down Long Island, but you know, it was a day trip. But man, it was awesome. But that one was, we've been waiting on that all year.
100%.
That was amazing. How was your night's sleep there Saturday? You in bed by 6?
Six. It was 9:30, Nast. Let's be real.
That's
but it was a long day, man.
The night was
that
in
party
diapers.
Started at 1 p.m.
The night was in diapers at 9:30. You know where you are, right?
Now, most of those people were just getting going, though.
They were just getting going, man. That place is just hopping. It's funny, Bird Dog was telling us that when he first got there, all those places weren't there.
I know.
It was just
hard
like
to believe.
Tootsie and a couple other Tootsies and a couple other places, which that's the first time I've been to Nashville and did not make it into Tootsie's.
That's a good point.
I never, too. And that's usually my favorite
it's
spot.
Yeah, it's the first place we go.
But I thought Sunday night after the game, we're Honky Tonk Central.
Yes.
That band, the first band that was there, they were awesome playing mostly rock and roll.
Yeah, they
which
were,
I'm
yeah.
a more of a rock guy, but country was good too. But so much fun, man. So much. And the game was good. Boys lost.
Yeah, it was a good, really good game. I thought it was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Some goals, you know, some scoring chances, a couple tillies.
Yes.
Unfortunately, just couldn't hang on. Third period there,
you
but
just try to get the overtime at least.
I know,
that point,
so close.
Right?
Yeah.
But, Roman Josi, what a player! We talked about that, man. What a play he made there to Geno. And but you know, it wasn't a greatest trip for the Flyers.
Yeah,
1-3 on the whole trip, but you know they're playing hard.
Yeah, and then we'll drop the other game or last night against the Mini, and
yeah.
I think the only highlight there was Sealer scrapping with
what
Deloria.
A
what a tilly. Wow. Guy's got balls, man.
Yeah, I mean,
Nick Deloria is no joke.
He is no
square
joke.
Off like that and go toe to toe and cut him open like that. It was impressive.
Oh, I know, man. And they were chucking.
Oh,
there was
no
hold.
No,
there
was
that
not.
That was old school.
That was old school. You don't see that very
that
often.
That was Riggedy Riles days.
Riggedy Riles,
30,
yeah.
30 cakes.
Yeah.
Just hitting each
open
other
up.
In the face as hard as you can.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
The face punching contest.
No, thank you.
And Big Mac McEwen there all
he got
jacked
fired
up. Oh, yeah.
It. I love it. It was awesome.
Yeah. No, it's awesome always to nice see. To see that kind of stuff. You know, again, it's showing some heart. Showing something at the end of the day. They know they're out of it, and it's a long rest of the season. It's been
it's not fun.
So to show fight and to show some heart like that is
yeah
nice to see for the fans. Anyways,
for sure it is.
And recently, Nasty, are you liking the microdose THC caps?
I'll tell you what, just right here,
yeah,
just smooth sailing, clear thinking. Love it.
2.5 milligram caps from Grassroots have been a nice little addition to the regimen.
It has.
Thanks to our friends at Curaleaf, curaleaf.com. Big supporters of ours.
Yes.
But reeling in the micro, reeling in the predictability of the outcome of what you're tapping into. So I think the smaller dose has been nice, right, Nas?
Yes, for sure, 100%.
Cool. Well, this episode, 68, is brought to you by our friends at Curaleaf, curaleaf.com. Check them out, medical marijuana dispensary. And I think we're ready to rock your nest.
Let's do it.
68. Scott Hartnell, 68. Here we go.
Bird dog.
Welcome back. I'm Riley Cote.
And I'm Derek Settlemyer. And this week, we have the first guest ever back for number 68. He said it's a tribute of Jaromir Jagr because they were great teammates and great line together. Mr. Scott Hartnell. What's up, bro?
Great. Thanks for having me. Guys, I wanted to skip 68 and go straight to 69.
Yeah,
but
me too.
You guys won't let me do it. So.
No.
Baller said no.
No.
So, no.
You're 68.
68, baby. How you doing, bro?
Good. Life is good. Waiting for the weather to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
70 degrees and then back down to 30. It's not, that,
right?
Not that much fun. But
you went from golfing and now back in a parka. It's not fun.
You're looking good.
Thank you,
yeah,
guys.
You're looking
yeah.
good,
got
man.
Got the pastels going. I love it.
Yeah,
love the
you.
Perp shoes.
Thank
you better get those. Yeah. Pick those up. Oh, what?
Look fast.
Loops. Bird Dog, man. You're doing it all. NHL Network, NBC, man. Doing a great job, brother. Seriously. Like, you enjoying it?
I do. It's being involved in the sport that I love, you know, what I know about. And NHL Network, you got to kind of know the whole league, which is good. Like, you kind of watch games that the Flyers aren't in it. And, you know, doing the NBC stuff in Philly, it's fun with Taryn and Al. And try and keep the show loose and try and add my insight on what's going on this year. It's been a tough year, as we all know. And, you know, you don't want to be too harsh on kids, on the veterans or whatever, but it's just, it's tough, but brighter days ahead.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about that, like, it, especially for you, you're not too far removed, and you know some of the guys still on the team, and I watch a lot of hockey, too. I'm a nerd, so I watch a lot of games, and sometimes you hear the announcers just burying their own guys, and you would never do that anyway. You're a former player, you know, you respect everyone, but sometimes it's hard because you got to point out the mistakes.
Yeah, you got to criticize, you know, at points, right? You don't want to just harp on one guy or this guy's always turning it over. This guy can't get pucks deep. And my mom always gave me good advice. She goes, just remember, somebody's mom's watching.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
And when my parents were watching me, and say it was like Pittsburgh, they could only get the Pittsburgh feed, right? And are like, oh, this Hartnell's so dirty out there. What a criminal, you know? And my mom, you know, would not get upset, but she'd be mad. She's like, so always remember, somebody's mom watching you. You can criticize, but don't like cross that line.
Right.
So
yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's tough. I don't think we ever had a year like the Flyers have had the last couple, but like it's not easy when things are going that way, and it just kind of snowballs, you know. And you feel bad for the guys. You hear people, oh, they're not trying. You know they're trying. Everyone's always trying, but it's just you kind of feel for them.
Yeah, they're trying. Just it's like it's not just one thing that's going wrong.
It's yeah,
like,
that's it.
But it's like it happens every night, right? Like yeah. something different. It's yeah, not like the right. common theme of, right. you know, I know their power play stinks and their PK has given up a lot of goals, but. You know, those are maybe fixable things, but it's just like a weird bounce here or a turnover by this guy who normally doesn't do it, or, you know, a fluky bounce that goes in. And it's like yeah. every night it's like, okay, you almost – and when you get that mindset and that feeling, it's like, what's going to happen tonight?
Oh, yeah.
And then you sit waiting back, for it. Waiting for, you know, disaster to come, and boy, has it come.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it comes.
Yeah.
I mean, outside the injuries, I mean, what are your thoughts on the current situation of the Flyers? I mean, outside of the...
Yeah, it's, you know, I think the what aggressive retool, that's what Chuck Fletcher said. And, you know, they're obviously, I think they're going to go try and get some of the free agents, whether it's Forsberg or Gaudreau or whoever it might be to come in. And not sure if Claude Drew is coming back you know, to fill that void of that kind of a high-end player. But,
right.
You know, young guys, they got to, you know, get these guys in and show... Flyers management, you know, show the fans what they're all about and see what they have. And if you don't have much, then you got to, you know, look someplace else, whether that be the draft or whatever, right? So yeah. it's a hard time for everyone. And, you know, Danny B's just got in.
Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, looking to see what he brings to the table for that leadership group in the front office. So, you know, I wish it's easy to be like, oh, yeah, let's get rid of this guy. It's, you know, you can try and say those things, but it's harder than you think.
For sure.
I was going to say, like, put your GM hat on. What do you think is the number one thing? Like, to me, like, obviously replacing a superstar like Claude, if you can't get him back, I don't know if they have the plans, but, I mean, what are the other things besides the obvious?
Well, I think you look at the best teams, and they have the best players on their team are their defensemen.
Yeah.
Like you look at Tampa Bay, it's Hedman. You look at right. Nashville, it's Josi, Makar in Colorado,
right.
Fox in New York, right? You know, I don't think the Flyers have that elite guy. You know, the Sanheim's been great. Like, he's shown me a lot, actually, last probably month and a half. Provy's been okay, a little bit of a down year. I think he can get back to where he is. Ryan Ellis has been hurt.
Right.
Yeah. He's a huge stabilizer. Yeah.
Yeah, no, right. I feel bad saying that.
No, I know.
Poor bastard.
It's tough.
No, I
but,
feel bad for him.
I think you need to shore up that defensive mindset and kind of start from there and work your way out. Carter Hart's been unbelievable.
Yeah,
from
he
last
has
year,
been.
Right?
It sure.
Was, I feel bad from last year, and I feel bad from this year because they're not scoring in front of him, and
yeah.
he's kicking like yeah, a kid, he is. Right?
Yeah. So,
do you see them make any moves in the coaching position?
I think Mike Yeo's done a great job.
Yep.
In term, you know, it's never easy coming when. It's a big shit show, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're losing 10 straight, and you come in and try and fix it, and then they, you know, win less than 12 or 13, whatever it was. And, you know, I think he's saying the right things. I think the guys have a good rapport with him.
Yeah.
But that's over my pay grade, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you want to bring in somebody who's a hard ass or someone who's a player's coach, like all that kind of stuff. But I think he's saying the right things, and I think guys have played, you know, fairly solid in front of him.
I think they have, too. But talking to a lot of the guys, they all do really like him. You can tell they play hard for
yeah.
him. You also have to remember, too, that he inherited the team with all these injuries.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, for anyone to think he was going to step in and they were, you know, going to win right away, it's tough because you're missing so many players. I mean, we've talked about this a million times. But they have played harder. For sure, since he took over.
100%. I think, I don't know, maybe AV checked out, you know, kind of,
yeah.
you know, beginning of the year. And, you know, I don't think his care level was there for the team and trying to fix things and teach. I think he always done a great job of teaching these young
yeah.
kids.
He's more of a teacher, right?
Yes, yeah. But, yeah, if you lose, you know, Couturier's been hurt most of the year.
Yeah.
So that's 20, 30 goals and 60, 70 points. Not Jimmy Hayes. Kevin Hayes.
Yeah, Kevin Hayes twice, yeah.
He's been injured. He's been playing great since
he's
been healthy.
Looking better now.
Yeah. Who else is there? Ryan Ellis, obviously. That's probably one of the biggest injuries to shore up that.
Well,
you're
missing Broussard too, who actually has played really well in my opinion.
Yeah, 100%.
For the Flyers.
He was great. Frost was hurt for probably Frosty. 2 months, and Farabee too as well. Another guy that was kind of in and out, and just with the shoulder injury. So
that's right.
It's frustrating if you keep all those guys healthy. That's
just
a goal or two more a game, right?
And Ellis, I mean, to play four games, you know, you bring him in here kind of to play with Provorov, and I think Provy has a but you can't make Provy won't make excuses, but nothing against Bronner either. But Bronner, I don't think Bronner even wants to play that many minutes, you know, like when he's playing with Provy. But either way, it would have helped a lot.
Oh, 100%.
What did he have? 5 points in four games?
Yeah,
I think it is. So
the guy could play.
Pretty
but,
decent.
You know, I don't know. It was after the first time you were on because it's been a while, but Ellis kind of reminded me a little bit of Kimo in the fact that he's not huge guy, but plays like he's that big going back. I remember Kimo used to go back for pucks and just get absolutely crushed. And you're just like, dude, you're our best player. Like, what are you doing, man? Yeah. Who cares if you pull up and try to poke it? You know, it's Kimo, but that's not the way Ellis plays. He goes back.
He's very similar to Kimo, and he's not afraid to block shots.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Especially penalty killing, right? He's always in that lane. He thinks the game's so smart, probably smarter than any guy on the team, where he knows where to put that stick for the backdoor pass. He knows where guys are behind him.
Yeah.
He makes that first pass, which is so huge for defensemen to get the puck in your forwards. And that's one thing that the Flyers are lacking is that first pass from a defense to a forward.
100%.
Like, the best players are your young, speedy forwards. Like, get the puck up there. Don't try to do everything yourself. You know, the best defensemen in the league, you know, Prongs and Kimo, it was always wheel the net, on the tape, on.
Yeah.
And I think it's just they're just struggling in that regard.
Yeah, I know for sure. You know, we talked about G just a little bit there. You were at the 1,000th game there. Talk about, you know, G moving and then the potential of him maybe coming back or where you see him falling in the offseason.
Well, you guys know G.
Obviously
better than anyone. And me being on his line, you know, got me a big contract.
Right.
Thank you, Claude.
I was going to say, I thought it was the other way around. I thought G was thanking you after what a year. But.
It's a tough situation, right? I knew he wanted to stay here. His heart's here in Philadelphia. His head's here in Philadelphia. His family's here. And, he basically turned into a man and a father. And so all these things, like, he doesn't want to leave. If it was, you know, even a 10 more wins on his team, he'd still be here, right? He'd still be the captain. And but for him, too, I was telling him, I'm like, dude, go chase it.
There's
nothing wrong with that. Be selfish and pick your team or teams that you can go to. I know he had a lot of power in that regards, but he's on an unbelievable team, unbelievable alignment. That Barkov, I was
no kidding
last night, he was just, man, this guy is so filthy.
The other day, too.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, happy for him to go. And, you know, if his chapter ends here and that's the story in Philadelphia, so be it. And if you go somewhere else, it's, you know, you can't really be mad at the guy, but I'm sure they'd welcome him back with open arms. And so we'll see what happens. You hear going back to Ottawa, staying down in sunny Florida, that ain't bad.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's funny that I heard Verhaeghe was interviewed and he was asked about Claude, and he couldn't say one bad thing. Obviously, he's like, this guy is an unbelievable player. Obviously, we knew that playing against him, but now playing with him, his vision, he's like, I feel so lucky. I'm playing with Barkov and Giroux. He goes, I can't even believe it. But
hopefully his contract's up.
I know. I said, we were kidding around. I said, G get close to 20 games, he might get 40 points playing with those guys. I mean, seriously, when his eyes closed, he has, I think, 5-4 games. He was held scoreless there in Toronto the other night, but they're 3-1 since he got there. Bob, see what Bob's got in the playoffs. You know, that's
hopefully he can get it done. That's the only knock against him. You know, a couple of Vezinas and leading almost in every category during the regular season.
Right.
The playoffs hit, and it might be a mental thing. So,
yeah,
hopefully that works out for him. Like, you need a goalie to get to the finals
100%.
And win, right? Look at Vasilevskiy. He's been the best net minder the last 2 years, they win two cups.
Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly.
You know, when you talk about G, you think of, like, his passing skills and his vision, but you know, most people that we've had on here have talked about his competitiveness. I mean, you know, you've seen it in practice and in games. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think the fans don't understand how much this guy wants it.
He competes not only in hockey on face-offs, like in life too. Like, right. You know, it's like my son right now. He's like, I beat you, Dad. Like, no, we're like, just running to bed and read a book. Yeah. Or like, we're like, you know, running up the driveway.
Well, Snipes. You know? He's Wesley Snipes, the boy.
But that's G. He wants to beat you in arm wrestling and basketball and two touch before the game. And he just competes in every aspect of life. And one of his points was at the end of a game, they were down a goalie, wins the draw back, and off shoots and scores, right? So he competes, yes. And he's so good in those face-offs, and you tell the Flyers missed that face-off guy. I think it was Colorado when they won 3 face-offs, boom, it was in your net. So it's those little things in a game that you don't really think, or you take advantage, and then it's gone, take it for granted, sorry, and then it's gone. You're like, damn, we missed this guy. We need a face-off.
That no is, kidding.
That's exactly what we've talked about, the little things that he does that maybe just a regular fan – they don't understand that. Yep. Like the other night when we were in Nashville with our guys from Fans of Philly. Great trip, by the way. But in Nashville, Smashville.
Yep.
Some of us took advantage. Some went to bed early. But anyway, we'll get on that later. I'm kidding. They had a couple face-offs late in the game. And remember I said to you, I think we lost 3 in a row. I could be wrong on the number, but I'm just like in my head, I'm like, you know, geez, I remember a few weeks ago, I don't know if you were working the game, Bird Dog, but I had seen G do it before. The faceoff's on the opposite side, and I think who had left, he went to take it, and they got kicked out, so G turns the stick around and went straight back. Nobody's back. I've seen him do that so many.
He's so strong, you know what I mean? Like, you look at him with his shirt off or on the street, and he's... Like you, skinny. Yeah. Skinny white boy.
lean and ripped.
Lean and ripped, is that what you meant?
But he is, right?
Yeah,
he's just got that farmer strength. That's ball, and he's good at arm wrestling, too.
But you know what? We were talking about this, too, and I think I heard you talk about this a few weeks ago. Your first game back into Philly, you went to bump him, and he saw he did the old force, and he got you. And I remember, like, I'm like, you can't do that to Bird Dog. And you were pissed, but though. You were like, F you, G. And I'm like, I went right over and
ran him like 3 seconds later. The puck was still in the corner. And I'm like, you're not going to get the best of me. I thought you'd take it easy on me. Bastard.
Oh, I know. He used to get guys with that all. I think people aware of his strength now. But, man, you see him knock a guy down to your size. You know, you're just like, holy shit.
Yeah, if you don't expect it, anyone can really get you. But I didn't think he'd do it to me.
Yeah,
but
he did. What did you think on the return that the Flyers got for the trade? Were they handcuffed? I mean, or it was like he chose the team, so they knew what the hand was?
Yeah, I think Chuck did a great job. He got a first rounder. I know it's in 2042. Yeah. But,
Elvis, is that Elvis this year?
Strong draft that year.
No, all kidding aside, you get Owen Tippett. I think he's looked pretty solid. Yeah. You know, he's kind of a little snake bitten. I think he had 2 or 3 posts in his first couple games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think he'll be all right. And I don't know. It's first rounder and a fourth rounder, something like that, too. So it is what it is. You know, I think I'm not sure if there was many choices out there where G wanted to go.
Well,
but
that's it, right?
If he was handcuffed, you look at the return, it's like that's not bad.
Well, I think he deserves to go wherever he wants to go, to be honest. Some people are like, well, he should have done this for the team.
I was saying to him, like, what's wrong with Colorado? They got, like, the best defenseman in the league.
Right,
true. You know, right through their whole decor is darn good, and their forwards are unbelievable. I'm like, well, centering McKinnon and Rantanen while Landeskog's out, that's some heat.
But a little warmer down in Florida.
Maybe it's warmer.
Yeah. Well, Rockies aren't that bad this time of year.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember we were there years ago when Yoggs was with us. Remember we went to the football game, Tom Brady?
Yep.
And it was the preacher. Why can't I think of his name?
Tebow?
Tebow. That's Debo. RT. we went to that game, and it was beautiful. We had that suite, but it was so nice out. Next day, it's just snowing like crazy.
That was awesome, man. Good times.
Yeah, it was good times.
We want to talk about Nashville. What a city, first of all. What a city, first of all.
Unbelievable.
And, not bad.
Saw a few Heartsy jerseys there.
Oh, yeah. A couple Bird Dogs. Oh, yeah. Saw a couple Rickbone. So a couple of Richards had to message him. He goes, they're still out there? I said, I see a Rick Bone every game. At least one time a game, I see a Rick Bone. Yeah. But there were some Bird Dog jerseys.
Yeah, Flyers
for sure.
And Nash, yep.
Yep.
Yeah,
no, it's a great city. It's totally changed, like the atmosphere, the energy in that stadium. And I don't know if it's like from those new yellow jerseys, like, but like everyone wanted that yellow one. They had the mustard yellow.
Right.
When I was there, but then now they're, I don't know, electric yellow, whatever you want to call it. But it's just like the sea of yellow, and the people are all hammered from honky tonking for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Right? So there's just so lots fun, of lead man. Up to it, and it's just an absolute wild atmosphere, just like Vegas too. Vegas is off the charts.
That arena there is probably my favorite besides Vegas. MSG. I just like MSG because it's MSG, but Vegas is fun, man. They're rocking in there. But a funny story for you, Bird Dog. So we're sitting, we're fans of Philly. You know, the whole crew were up.
How many?
400 plus. 400. There were 400. Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's funny how Nashville like tries to not let visiting people come to their game. To me, you just want to sell as many tickets as you can. Anyway, we all got in, but they seat you.
They sprinkle them around the ring, right?
So they're not a big group, right? Anyway, just a guy and a girl sitting beside us, and well, a couple families to our left, and then this young kid, I'd say, what, under 30.
Yeah, totally decked out in
Predator
gear.
Totally decked out. He's got a Nashville, the new Smashville jersey on. His girlfriend's decked out. And I say to them, they've got these little, they were giving away
fang
these.
Fang fingers?
Yeah.
So I got, Elvis thought that was the greatest gift I've ever given him. Like, thank you so much. I'm going to make you something. This is the best thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, I'll start getting you foam fingers instead of buying you $90 shoes, you little rat. But anyway, they're beside us and they're decked out. So I'm like, oh, they're season ticket holder, you know, whatever. So I'm like, hey, a dumb question. What is this? And the guy goes, I have no idea.
Oh, you didn't know.
I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, it's our first game, man. And I'm like.
So they came in and dropped $500 on it. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So listen to this. So, like, I guess it was around after the first period.
After the first, yeah.
I mean, your name was never really said. This guy says to me, hey, is that Riley Cote? And I said, Cote. And he goes, I thought that was him. And I'm like. Didn't you see your first game? Where are you from? And he says, Alabama. Alabama.
Oh, is this? Where is this coming from?
So, but listen. So I'm like, oh, yeah, Riles. You know, and he shakes his hand and he says, how'd you know who I was? He goes, dude, I played you on PlayStation and you were always fighting. I'm like, how can you
get recognized? Like, I know.
I would never recognize him from PlayStation, but it was so funny. But the guy was honest as hell. Like, he was just like so excited. Pictures, went and bought pucks for him to sign.
Oh, that's the weirdest thing from a video game like 12 years ago.
Exactly.
So if he's listening, they're watching because he's subscribed to everything, but it was really nice meeting them. But it was just the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Totally random. Yeah. Totally random. Well, not to mention the guy to my left was
from Kansas City.
He's originally from Philly, lives in Kansas City, Flyers fan since 72.
Were you wearing your Riley Cote jersey? Is that why they recognized you?
Yeah, right. Telling the world. No. They had no idea who I was, you know? This random dude recognized me from a PlayStation game.
Well, as
game.
Soon as
like,
he said his name, the guy went nuts. He realized who he was, and he was like, didn't you weigh like 70 pounds more? Because he's down to 160 now.
Yeah, 160.
It's not 185.
Soaking 182 now. 182, get it right.
With the bun.
With the bun. Well, that's a little 2 pounds.
But it was just funny meeting those. They were the nicest people, and it was funny how the one kid and the other guy was going crazy.
But the fans are awesome there. They all have, like, their chants, like, on cue.
They score, Jones, it's all your fault. We're going to beat the hell out of you.
Yeah, they're all synced up and ready to rock. They love it, man.
It was funny, too, Bird Dog. I know, you played in Nashville, but being in Philly, sometimes you go out just for a quick dinner, and it could turn in that place.
Late one?
It turned into a really late one, and the boys in the first period of that game, 3 goals on 5 shots.
Oh,
but
yeah,
you're like,
tough start.
Nashville's all over me, like, boys might have stayed out a little bit later than they wanted, but you know what? They played hard. And,
it was a good game.
Third period was actually a really good game. I'm not sure if you were working that game.
No, I watched
it.
Yossi, like his pass at the end.
Oh my God.
Ridiculous. So that's what I mean. That guy is so good.
Yeah.
And he can just turn a game on himself and just take it over. And just like the vision, the shot pass, and then that Tanner Jeannot, a couple of good tillies there.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was a really, really good strong tilts. Game. Even was it Nashville's first goal? Yossi carried the puck in all the way around the net. Composure, and then just threw it on net, and the lineup getting deflected. But, yeah, you say you have a guy like that carrying the mail.
And it's weird, those guys, too, they get so much respect, like Panarin and Rangers. If you watch him, like, no one goes at him because he knows that. They're going to get danced, right? So he comes across the blue line, pulls up.
Dancing.
Anyone comes near him, you know, they back up some more. You know what I mean? Like, if that's me or you, Riggs, carrying the puck in, it's full court press. Stick on puck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The other way, minus.
Like, I was sad about Patrick Kane, too. You know, like, literally, could you imagine getting to play your whole career coming over the blue line and guys not jumping at you? I mean, I'm used to it in men's league. It's a little different there. I'm kidding.
Yeah, right.
Guys jump right on me. They see me with it. But, yeah, you're right, man. Like, he had the price said to Riles in the first period. I'm like, this guy's so good. Such a good hockey player. But
have a guy carrying the mail like that helps things out a little bit.
The easiest load for everyone.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Yeah. I'm not sure who he's playing with, his D partner, but he's probably just sitting back, just – eating some popcorn. Yeah, you just go around the net a couple times, throw out a net. I'll take the plus.
I'll take the plus.
Yeah, exactly.
And as you know, what a year that kid's having.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Good Saskatchewan boy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, heavy guy. And just, you know, watching a couple of their games lately, just kind of leading up to the Preds, man, he's fiery. He's
mucking
hitting.
It up there, too.
Yeah, he does. He mucks it up.
Yeah, it was nice to see. We recently had Vili Lano on. Did you get a chance to see him when he's
Billy
in town?
Vano, yeah, I saw him up in the press box.
Did you?
Good, color the one game, so he was up there and just chatting with him. Same jokes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you've used the same material since I knew you in 2010. He's like, shut up, Hartsy. You know? But it was good to see his face. Danny was up there, too. We got a picture together.
Oh, yeah, I saw the picture. That was awesome.
Danny B?
I think we may have posted that. I think Baller did. That was awesome. I don't think I was there that game. I missed that one. I was there at the next one.
He's doing pretty well, though, huh?
With his clothing
line.
It's unbelievable.
And, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's loving it, man. He's found his groove, you know, post-hockey. And
We talked with him a lot
still
about...
Still getting paid, I'm sure, by Buffalo.
Yeah, right.
What, he get 8 goals for the first year for 10 mil? Not a bad deal, Vili.
And zero the next 15.
It's kind of hard when Teddy Nolan's your coach and put you on the fourth line.
Oh.
Guy, I said, you should have dropped your mitts.
Billy.
Yeah, of course.
You should have dropped your mitts, Vili. But we talked about you and Danny and him, how right away the chemistry, I mean, it just clicked. And it was insane, actually. You guys were, I mean, you guys, to me, I was saying, we were talking about, I thought you guys were our number one line. Felt like every time you're on the ice, something was happening.
It's weird with chemistry with guys. Like, you know, I didn't want to carry the puck up the ice. You know, and when I played with G and Yogs, those guys just wanted the puck, and I would like pass it to them. Yeah. Not that I was scared of the puck, but just like, I'll give it to you guys. You guys can make plays, and I'll go to the net or I'll go to the slot and I'll muck it up and screen goalies, and you know, so that kind of stuff. Worked with Danny and Vili, the same thing. They wanted that puck. They could make plays. They could sneak out of the corners. You know, beat guys 1-on-1 and. You know, same thing. I was in front, or I was, you know, creating a turnover myself, and it was just we all kind of, right from the get go, kind of knew where everyone's strengths were, right? And if you don't have that chemistry on, you know, top couple lines, you're you know, not going to get chances. You're not going to score goals. You're not going to get points. But, you know, that was a very, very fun year.
Obviously. Oh my God! And you know, the funny thing is he doesn't even get in the lineup. If Jeff doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
He's not even playing. He's doing.
He'd be playing two passes with me.
He's playing two passes with him and Joey Mullen.
Yeah.
He's getting him primed up, ready to go.
Cotsy and G. Cotsy
over to Cotsy. Up to Chemo. Back to Hotsy. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was we talked about that with Vili because it was wild how quickly it worked for you guys. And you know, you just brought that up about G and Yogs. Like, there's another – it just must be you. It's the chemistry you bring to a line because –
You got him in another contract there.
Yeah.
A couple guys have some career years with myself.
Not a big deal.
So
this is the bird dog.
Yeah,
right. You know?
It's the catalyst over there. You talk about Danny B. How far off is Danny B to he'll be the next Flyers general manager?
I don't know. I think he's kind of worked his way up, right? He was shadowing Homer for a few years, working with the East Coast, the Maine Mariners. Just kind of starting that thing from scratch, basically, right? And coaches
for sure.
And learning that whole grind and, you know, working with, I think, Chris Drury with the Rangers. So he's kind of had that GM experience, I guess you could say, just kind of talking to other teams or whatever, and now, you know, kind of Chuck's right hand man, I would say, and you know, being in this first trade deadline, you know, getting on the phones and calling people, hey, what about this or that? Like, it'd be cool to do that. I haven't talked to him since the trade deadline, but just to give me an inside scoop on like a fly on the wall. Yeah, you know, not that I would, you know, tell anybody, but it just that stuff is so cool. And to get back to your question, I don't know, it'll be. See what happens.
Yeah, you just got to see what happens.
Special assistant, though.
It's basically your it's a 1-2 combination, right?
For sure. Yeah,
I was glad they. Nice I think that was a good move to do that.
Because
sooner or later, Danny was gonna get a job, and it could have been this coming
almost
summer.
Cut the Montreal,
you know.
One,
yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
So you promote him. You don't want to lose him, and then you know who knows what happens in a couple years. Maybe they turn this thing around, and they just kind of work hand in hand, Chuck and. Danny B.
Yep.
Sneaky B.
He is sneaky.
He's a sneaky little guy.
I was recently watching a little back and forth with you and Kobe Armstrong.
Yes, yeah.
Boy, Lloyd Minister.
Yeah.
Your hometown there. And you mentioned your first NHL game that you've seen live. I think you're 14 or 15 years old. Was that the moment that you were like inspired, or not? Maybe not inspired, but was the moment you realized like playing in the NHL could be a reality?
Yeah, I was in an agent that was trying to woo me, and my folks, they brought us up, you know, in the suite and whatever, and I'm pretty sure it was the Avalanche and Oilers, so they're big rivalries, and I'm like, wow, this is cool. You know, Forsberg and Sakic, and, you know, those guys are playing. I'm like, this is nuts. Like, I can't, and just, you know, a full building, you know, and, you know, I haven't been out of minor hockey rinks that seat like 30 people, right? So you're in Northlands Coliseum, and you're just like, wow. And never forget just like how cool that was, right? And I didn't know if it was that night been like that I want to be a hockey player, but I just love playing hockey. And that's, you know, I wasn't thinking about contracts or $1 million this or that when you're 14, 15 years old, but you know, 17, 18, when I played in the NHL, I'm like, oh, geez, I just signed for $1 million. Yeah.
what was Wild Bill thinking when you guys were there? Did he go with you to the game?
Oh, yeah.
He had been to games, though, I'm sure. Or
probably
no?
Not.
Really?
No. Well, small town, you know, we didn't have much money to do those kind of trips or whatever.
It is expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, it was just like driving up and, you know, kind of talking about the lead up of the game, and then driving back, talking about all the plays, just like we do for our games, right? You'd be like, oh, Dad, what should I have done, you know, on this play or whatever, you know, minor hockey games. And so we've always had a good relationship where I'd always call him after the game on the back of the bus or on my way home. So those are the times, you know, you miss the things about hockey, those calls, you know.
Yep.
Put my dad on speakerphone, and Chemo's there, and Boucher's there, and I'm like, hey, Dad, you know, what'd you think of the game tonight? Oh, Scotty, you played hard there. You know, you ran into a hot goalie the first couple periods, but then you just let her loose there. Just so Canadian, right? And Chemo's dying like this. You know, laughing.
So Canadian.
A couple beers in, maybe, at the back of the bus.
Wild Bill.
Wild Bill, he's awesome.
Oh,
man.
That's amazing.
Good man.
But you were at 14, 15, you were a man child already, right? I mean, you were playing junior hockey.
Yeah, I played 15. I was playing junior A hockey against 20-year-olds. And, just kind of learning the game. And, you know, bigger guy than, you know, I was 6'2 when I was probably 14, right?
So, you're well on your way.
You guys wouldn't have known me if I was 6'2.
So I don't know. Just was always a good skater, you know, with kids my age. So I kind of moved up there and you know, playing against big boys, you kind of, you know, learn how to protect yourself. You learn how to hit. You learn how to fight.
Right.
And then when we were in PA, it was, you know, same kind of deal. You're playing with, obviously, against better players, playing with better players. And, you know, Milan Kraft and Michael Civic. So, you know, it's just a cool ride with everything, right? You think back, sure, yourself, Riggs. You too, Nasty. Like, you know, all the stories and road trips and from when you started, you know, with your dad, and it's just like what a ride.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you were quarterback in the power play there, 16 years old in Prince Albert.
Like an 80 points. What am I doing back here?
Ho.
Well, it worked out for you, brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
Absolutely.
Who do you got winning the cup this year?
I was thinking about it. I thought you guys might ask me that.
Yeah.
I want to say the Flames, for some reason. They look so good. They're so deep. They're a tough team.
Yeah.
But playoff-type team, playoff, right? Like, hard.
Yep.
Hard
and
team.
Then my other sneaky team would be Nashville, actually. Mm. That Soros can kick. If he is a league goaltender, if he can kind of win them a couple games every round, I think they'll they got some firepower up front too. So I don't know. I'll take those two from the West. I want a Western Conference team to win instead of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, I want Florida to win, obviously.
Yes.
But I like Calgary for some reason. Just like
just every time I look, it's it's 11-5.
I know.
You know, they win the 2-1 games. I think they won last night 2-1. So it's I don't know. You play that kind of hockey, and Sutter's got him dialed in, and everyone's on the same page. You know, I love Matthew Tkachuk, his game. He's just absolute.
Would he be a great flyer?
Oh,
I mean, he's one of those players. You know, he's he would be a great flyer. The way he plays the game.
Water bottles, guys.
Oh, you're like those?
We got our own water.
Is this the water company? That's the water. Elvis dipped them right before you got here.
Nat or Hartz, we want to ask you about the stick technology. See what your thoughts are.
I'm actually going to meet here next week.
Are you?
Are you?
No way. Sweet. Yeah. So
we've
been working with Toby for a couple years now, and
I saw that you use this during the game.
Yeah. Alumni. I've been using it for almost a year now. Yeah. A little bit over a year, but you've been using it a little bit longer. Right. Than us.
I'm gonna give us one of my samples of a stick and go there and shoot some pucks.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah. You'll be that puck. Like Provy's has a few in his hand right now, and I've watched him shoot.
I wonder why you didn't score any goals in the NHL.
Because I wasn't using the Toby.
Curve. No, I'm talking about your curve.
No, I'm kidding. It wasn't the curve.
He scored one.
Yeah, you're right.
With the green goblin.
Oh, that's cool. It's pretty cool technology.
It is, yeah.
It really is.
I'd like to try it myself and be like, yeah, this is unbelievable, so I can't wait to head over there.
Yeah, cool. I'm glad you're going to check it out.
The blades are, we had him on the show. He kind of described it, but the blades, they don't go weak.
That's the only problem, right? Like with me, you give me a new stick every game. And just like and use it in practice, the next day, and literally
the blades
couldn't hit the net because it was too weak.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Yeah, if that's the biggest thing for it, then obviously it's lighter too.
Yeah, it's lighter with a normal stick, it's a foam core wrapped. Well, this is solid carbon. I mean, that's why it doesn't get weak and the puck just...
Does it give you a little bit more pop?
Oh, man.
It really does, yeah. Yeah. I think just wrapping your head around, not taping the stick in the holes, but outside of that, like the feel of it, I was like really surprised. When
you get snow caught in there or anything like that?
No, not at all. No,
I guess
no.
You just like smack it anyway, just to clear it through anyway.
But yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to try it.
I think you'll be shocked at the feel of it. It's actually... I mean,
you got mitts now.
You're a player.
No, I'm really not. But it does feel unbelievable. It's a great stick.
Yeah, so.
I'll give you the update.
Yeah, all looking forward to seeing your thoughts there on that. But I know you got to get rocking. You get a little trim.
I got, father, son.
Yes. And
Wesley's hair's getting long.
Yeah, he's got the curls.
No curls. He's blonde and like straight. So it's like almost in his eyes. So mom's harping us to go get a haircut. So
gotta do it.
If I wasn't on TV, I'd have my grow my hair out again.
Yeah.
I thought you were letting her go at one point. I thought
I had the frohawk.
Yeah. I
love the frohawk.
Elvie loved it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I'd probably made one more cut and then I'll let it go all summer and see what happens. So
grow the heartsy bun back?
Or? Yeah, I like it. How long is yours? Mid back?
Getting there.
Is
it
really?
It's past the shoulders. Yeah,
nice.
For sure.
Nice. I love the rigatoni.
2 years. Nasty's all over me trying to get me to cut my hair, but.
Why?
You want
dad?
Dad. Look at the frosty tips.
I haven't had frosty tips since I was 25, like 10 years ago.
This guy all over me. Man. Doesn't like the bun.
I actually like it because it makes you look like you got short hair.
Okay.
You look a little younger with it,
thanks,
with
man.
It back.
It takes a real man to rock a high bun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Takes a real man to go to bed at 7 o'clock in Nashville on a Friday night.
It was Saturday night. So I was gassed.
You went right after the game, right to bed, or what?
No, Sunday was the game.
Yeah, it was the day before the game. I was just gassed. These pre-parties, and you know how it is. That place is
some
wild,
people can't
man.
Handle life on the road.
No,
nasty.
They
not for everybody.
I'm old now, 40 now. Heartsy,
and
you are new too. Right?
Next month, April 18th. Yeah,
ooh, yeah.
You ever see that movie? This is 40.
Natty, mm-hmm. Oh, who was in that?
Oh,
let's go.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, I'll sign you a copy of it.
Yeah. I'm still getting checks in the mail. With that. Still getting checks. I know.
Oh, man. Royalties.
I laugh every time I see it.
$20.
$20, man.
Well, we appreciate your heart.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming out, man. This is awesome.
First guest ever, number 68/69, if you really want to. Go to 69.
We'll do
okay.
Two part series.
We'll do
yeah.
Two part section. Yeah, right. That's it.
No, but love. I'll let you know on the Tolvi. I can't wait to try that bad boy out next week. I'm heading over there. So
beauty.
Sweet. Yeah, keep in touch, fellas.
Absolutely. Yeah, man.
Love you guys.
You too.
Be swinging them soon.
I see. We will.
Four. Right. That's when Riles hits four. Yeah. He literally points it to the other fairway to swing. But
draws,
at least it works.
Back.
Oh, draws it back heavy. It's more of a fucking.
Banana,
but he figured it.
Heavy banana.
We're gonna fix that because we got a lot of golf coming up.
Chapstick. You ever tried chapstick
on the
driver face?
Really?
Seriously,
I'll try it out. I need any.
It's illegal, obviously, but don't tell anybody. But yeah, put the chapstick right on the driver face, and then like aim right down the middle. Your same swing, and just like knuckleballs. Like
really?
You gotta try it.
You've never told me that, Nas.
I didn't want to cheat to win.
Well, I appreciate that little tip.
Yeah.
Try it out.
But thanks a lot, Birdo. Yeah. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate
I know you're busy,
thanks,
man. You're doing a great job. NHL Network, NBC, you're the man.
Yeah.
Fans, number one choice right here, Scott Hartnell.
What a beauty. Scott Hartnell, big thanks. Hopping on.
Yes.
Nice to reconnect with him.
First guest we ever had.
I know. Started us off strong.
Started us off, and he is back for number 68.
Oh, yeah.
But part two.
Part two. You're going to have a Hearts of 2.0.
Yes, we had to.
He's in our neck of the woods, and he's doing some cool stuff in the hockey world, and it was nice to see him.
Yeah, he's a busy man. Get the kids running around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, NBC, like we said, NHL Network, he does a great job. I wish he still had that moulet he had going, though.
I know.
It was kind of cool.
Serious flow.
You should just do a moulet with that, that flow.
I should.
Oh, the man bun.
Remember when Hearts, straighten his hair and came on that trip with like Axl Rose.
I wish we could.
We gotta find it. He had that shirt, D's nuts.
Dude, yes, and you did the.
We'll find it, man.
The funniest thing is this is how bad it fooled me because I didn't know he had done it. He had flattened out. Girls, you know what we're talking about, but he has the curly hair, and it was long.
Oh, it was
too.
Long. It was past
he
his shoulders.
He straightened it. It was so long after he straightened it, and I remember looking out the window of the plane. I was already on the plane, and he was walking up. I didn't know it was him.
I remember that, yeah.
I honestly didn't know. I'm like, who is that? Like, I thought it was someone with Comcast coming on the trip, and he gets on the plane. I'm like, oh, my God, but we have to find a picture.
Oh, yeah, it was classic.
I think he probably has
oh,
one
I'm sure.
of himself. But
he looked like Axl Rose, honestly.
He did,
yeah.
he did. But we appreciate his time because he's a busy man. Plus, he had to get his hair cut.
Oh, yeah, got to trim that up.
Yeah, trim
look
it up.
Look good for TV.
You should have gone with him and Wesley.
Oh, no, I'm keeping this.
Trim the beards. Trim the beards. You and Baller. If I could take her down for the summer, boys.
No chance.
Me and Debo are going nice tight.
You going frosty tips this summer?
Not frost, but Debo's going to... Frosty it up.
Think
I'm
so?
Not. Yeah, I think we get him too. A little sun in there. That shit might turn orange. You got dark hair.
I think you got some frosty tips.
I don't have. You know I don't have frosty tips.
I think you should rock them, though. Again.
Gray tips. Not frosty ones.
He'll silverback.
Yeah, for sure. It's coming. It's coming, boys. All right, Riggs, that's a wrap for episode 68.
Yeah.
Again, thanks to Scott Hartnell, the Bird Dog, our main man, for joining us. And, guys, if you watch us on YouTube, please like and subscribe when you do that.
And please give us 5-star review wherever you're listening to your podcast. We really appreciate that. Helps us out. And that's a wrap.
That is a wrap. Thank
episode
you, guys.
Episode 68 in the books. Make sure you tune in next week, episode 69. Until then, stay safe, knuckleheads.
See you, knuckleheads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.